When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you for listening to the Fierce Audie podcast, where we talk about disability, quackery, parenting, and Jewish life.
Hello, everybody. So a new piece of research came out, and it's not trying to cure us for once. It is about the loneliness the autistic community feels and how we feel loneliness on a much deeper level than the rest of the human population. Autistic adults have been trying to say this for decades, but science just caught up with this one. The rate of loneliness is significantly higher in autistic adults than non-autistic adults. A study called I'm Trying to Reach Out, I'm Trying to Find My People was conducted at the University of Sussex by Dr. Gemma Williams. She said autistic people were way more distressed by their loneliness than neurotypical people. We know. We have been trying to say this for years. This is important because research shows that autistic people experience loneliness more often than non-autistic adults. Sensory differences do contribute to higher rates of loneliness. Both sensory differences and loneliness are linked to poor mental health, anxiety, and depression, for example. The study was set to see if this was unique to autistic people or if this affects neurotypical people too. If they find out where there are differences between autistic and non-autistic people regarding loneliness, it lets autistic people put their thoughts about loneliness in their own words. This is important because people can learn how to improve the rate of loneliness and improve people's mental health. The goal of the study. Their goal was to ask autistic people how they experience loneliness and to empirically test whether the links between sensory differences, loneliness, anxiety, and depression, and if they present in autistic people only or in neurotypical people as well. The study design. This was a mixed method study, which means they conducted two studies in one. So I did a mixed method study when I was in college. It was my senior project. So you measure what people answer, and then you also measure statistics. So it's like you're conducting two studies in one. One, you want to know what people think, and the other one, you want actual data. So to me, this is the best type of study because it encompasses all different types of data and puts it in one result. And you can see scientifically what the answers are. In study A, they asked autistic and non-autistic adults to fill out questionnaires about loneliness. They were asked how distressed they were about loneliness, anxiety, and depression, and how they experienced the sensory environment. This was a quantitative study, meaning the results for this were statistics and only statistics. So that was the first part of the study. The non-autistic people who were participating in the study were the control group. There were two groups. There were 109 autistic participants and 100 non-autistic participants. All the participants were English speakers. There were people excluded who had a history of brain injury or organic brain disorders and intellectually disabled adult or psychosis. Data from both groups were taken between July 2017 and December 2019 at the University of Sussex. In study B, They asked 8 autistic adults to speak with each other and non-autistic participants about their experience with loneliness. They were given conversation starters. The researchers looked for the common themes that were present during the conversations. Study B was a sub-study of a doctoral research project in linguistics that explored differences in communication patterns of autistic people in comparison to non-autistic people. Participants from both groups volunteered to participate in an unstructured conversation for about 10 minutes about the topic of loneliness. The original study was a small case study using adaptive conversational analysis. This focused on language use instead of the content used. They invited 8 autistic adults to be the test group for this study. They conversed with familiar and self-chosen conversation partner, an autistic stranger, and a non-autistic stranger. This was important because there might be a difference in conversation when there is familiarity. There also might be difference in conversation due to the influence of the neurotype of the conversation partner. The results for study A. The researchers found that autistic people were more distressed about being lonely and had higher rates of loneliness, depression, anxiety, and sensory differences than non-autistic adults. We knew this. In both groups, sensory differences were related to higher anxiety and depression, and loneliness was an important influence on this relationship. Duh. The findings of study A was supported by the results of study B. Autistic participants described that they often struggle with to make meaningful conversations because their sensory sensitivities keep them from going out. They did not find a significant group interaction effect on the relationship between loneliness and loneliness distress. This demonstrates that loneliness is linked with distress regardless of neurotype. The level of distress was elevated in the autistic group. The only significant interaction effect that they observed was the relationship between autistic traits and loneliness distress. This indicates that the absence of an autism diagnosis, loneliness distress increases with autistic traits. This strengthens the findings that the distress of being lonely isn't exclusive to non-autistic people. This is different than society's view of autistic people. What they leave out is a lot of people who are autistic do not have access to an autism diagnosis. Study B. This study only reported what the autistic participants said. They talked about their personal experiences with loneliness and how being autistic had a large role in it. They observed the participants have reflections in their common room after the observation conversation and at a follow-up sense-making workshop 9 months after the data collection. The participants agreed that it was a gift to be able to share their experiences. The themes of the conversation were 1. A practical type of loneliness, social inclusion, absence of affordable and accessible community spaces, and reduced ability to assess social spaces in a busy urban areas. There's no accessibility when we go out. We have to have things ourselves, like noise-canceling headphones, stim toys, etc., in order to cope with the environment. 2, a deeper yearning for connection with others and sense that this was somehow out of reach. They commented on mental health issues like depression and anxiety. They said that it caused loneliness and affects this deeper kind of loneliness and issues of being autistic in a dominantly non-autistic world. Just because we have sensory differences doesn't mean we don't want connections. Just because that we might give up because of this issue does not mean we don't want friends. This is why most of our friendships come from the internet, because this is how we connect with each other. Because this is the only way, it seems like, sometimes. 3. seeking solitude and overwhelm, and the need for solitude. The autistic participants said they like to spend time by themselves. This does not negate the distressing experiences of feeling loneliness. Just because I like time by myself, I need transition time, and I like spending time away from other people, does not mean I don't want friendship. I don't want connections. I don't want relationships. They are not mutually exclusive of each other. How these results will help autistics in the future. The researchers hope that their findings will support the idea that loneliness is a distressing experience for autistic people, and that society needs to recognize and create welcoming sensory environments that help autistics to overcome the disconnect that they feel so often. The way society others autistic people most likely increases loneliness. It is expressed by ascribing social motivation or communication deficits to them instead of considering that there is a disconnect on both sides. This opens the door to discuss ableism. This causes autistic people to be abandoned by humanity. This elevates the overrepresentation of loneliness in the autistic community from individual circumstances to ethical loneliness. This is the rejection of individuals or groups of people through repeated societal unethical behavior. An example of this abandonment is the lack of consideration of sensory differences. Many autistic people avoid engaging in social spaces where meaningful interactions could be built, as a sensory profile of these places lacks accommodation to promote inclusivity. Like going to a club without a quiet room, for example, is extremely loud. The lights are bright. The lights are complex. The noise is complex, and it becomes overwhelming and could induce sensory overload. The lack of accommodations makes it more difficult for autistic people who are seeking these connections to make them. This makes autistics more likely to increase isolation. This could increase the feelings of depression. My thoughts on this study. This study is definitely a step in the right direction. Autistic people's sensory profiles are not the only factor in autistic people's loneliness. The study did leave out a large representation of the autistic community. A large part of the community is epileptic, intellectually disabled, have brain injuries, organic brain disorders, etc. Not only that, a large part of our population has mental illness with psychosis. Studies like this need to include different representations of our community. There could be categories in the data to show which part of the autistic community experience it more than others, but every aspect of our community does need to be included. They also only included people with lower support needs, and everybody in our community, every representation of our community needs to be included in studies like this. More studies need to be done on this subject and others that will improve the lives of autistics. I am hoping this sparks other studies like this. They actually asked autistic people what they thought and allowed them to say what they needed to without judgment. Ableism in society and individuals in society contributing to loneliness need to be studied as well. Society puts a lot of emphasis on normal. Masking needs to be included in future research on ableism. The effects of past experience in ABA or applied behavior analysis, which I will link in the description, in relation to loneliness and masking. Masking plays a big role in loneliness when it comes to neurodivergent people as a whole. Masking is a survival skill neurodivergent people use to survive in this ableist society, where this society is dominantly neurotypical and not neurodivergent. This study is a step in the right direction, but a lot more research needs to be done in order to better our lives and to be more accepted in society. All representations of community need to be included, and all we want to do is to be accepted as who we are in this society, nothing more and nothing less. Maybe to be accommodated for our differences and to be included on things that we are most likely not going to be invited to. Just because we won't go to something does not mean we don't want to be invited. And not everybody who is autistic is introverted. I am introverted, but a lot of people in our community are not. This needs to be done on every aspect on the autistic community, not just one subgroup. Please, if you are non-autistic and listening, we want to be included. Please accept us for who we are. Please encourage us not to mask. There are some of us who are still unmasking ourselves or don't realize that we do it. It's a subconscious survival skill. And once we figure out that we are masking, then we can truly figure out who we are and be accepted as who we are. Thank you. Be loud and proud, however that means to you.
Don't forget to subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Keep on speaking your truth and never let your flame burn out. Thank you for listening.